Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
It's the home of the Afropolitan, Kaya FM 95.9. You're tuned into the drive-through on this very special Women's Day, and we're joined by a very special woman who we've come to know and love here on Kaya FM. I first fell in love with her as the haunting voice on DJ Kent's Falling, and then her album Stepchild was an absolute revelation and got major airplay around the country in South Africa and in many other of our neighboring countries. Malay was what she was known as then. She is actually the person that we knew as Ngwanadi Thabeng, Malehloka. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Having. Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be with you.
What has Malay been up to?
I've actually taken quite a bit of time off of the music scene. It's been about 2 years that I haven't really been around. And, you know, having to deal with a couple of personal matters in my life. And, of course, as that unfolds, then it translates into the music. And so I've been pretty much in studio for the past year, trying to work on new sounds, new ideas, fresh sounds, fresh ideas, you know. And then also coming through with a new... I've actually decided to call myself Malehloka. I use my full name this season. I will just be going by Malehloka.
Is that part of the journey?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the whole intention with the title, I Sing What I Like, is really just to say, you know, I've always found myself as an artist, it's very difficult for me to stay in one place. And, you know, at first I started with Afropop, and then I did a house, a couple of house tracks, and then I just flipped on everybody, and then I was this neo-soul artist. And I feel like I'm kind of flipping
and
on everybody.
And succeeding in all of
those. You know, and it's been a lot of fun, too. You know, I think for me, expressing myself in as many different genres as possible is something that I intend to do throughout my life. Next thing you know, it will be the jazz album, and then it will be the gospel album. I also believe I wasn't ready to use my full name at a point. It's a name that comes from my great-grandmother and was passed on to my aunt. And, you know, these are two amazing women who fulfilled their purpose and destiny. And I kind of felt intimidated at the very beginning of my career to go by my full name simply because it's a name that, you know, in my family just represents women who... By God's grace, I am able to look up to become the woman that I am.
Very interesting that you talk about that, because it is Women's Day. And you speak of the women in your life that have been so key. I find that on Women's Day, a lot of the time it's about messages to women. Hey, you're great and all of that. But I would like you to do something different for us men, because let's be honest, women's problems, most of them come from men.
Right.
So if you had to give a message to men on Women's Day, what would it be?
You know, I think certainly women are special and deserve to be treated as such, and deserve to be given their position in society. And, you know, I think a lot of men somehow come to a place where they can take women for granted, you know.
Yeah.
And so I would say to the brothers listening out there,
and us,
know,
in studio,
and y'all in the studio, you know, I think the first place of reference, if you're fortunate enough to have been raised by a woman who was very nurturing and loving, is your mother or your grandmother, and then the women that you then have in your life, your sisters, your lover, you know, your partner, you know, take what your mama gave you and 10 times
that.
Fold, give it back to the woman in your life, you know. So I think
that.
It's really just about taking care of those you love who bring into your life what women do, you know.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. Hopefully all the guys are listening and taking that to heart. We will try ourselves. A quick one, just tell us about the EP that's coming out later this month.
Right. So we've just released my first single quite recently from the EP. It's titled Hold Me Close. And again, it's also a song that says, you know, I'm not looking for the material things in a relationship. I'm looking for the love and the the tenderness and the care. You know, it's not always about the material things. And I think that's really the message that I really wanted to impart.
Hold
me close. You know, let me know that I mean the world to you.
Yeah, and talk to us about that, because if you're just tuning in, we're listening to the voice of, the very soothing voice of Malehloka here on Kai FM 95.9. Many Afropolitans tuning in loved that album, Stepchild. And you talk about working with a Nigerian producer and kind of stepping into your own with this body of work, I Sing What I Like. Any kind of pressure, perhaps, or fear? You've said already that you love trying new things, but you're working with a Nigerian producer. It's a very different sound than what you've done before.
Well, you know, the thing is, I've just discovered about you know, this concept of what is your sound. Really, I find that my sound lies a lot in my voice, you know, and you can hear that it's Malay still. For those who are going to be feeling like, oh, but what happened to Malay? Malay, yes, kind of still is carried through into this new music. I think my target, though, with this new body of work was getting a little bit closer to a younger market. I've always really wanted to be known for the kind of music that's very mature, and I wanted a very mature audience. And the maturity, the substance is still there, but the sound is more what's current and trending, a little bit more of what's current and trending right now, without losing, you know, the essence of who I am as an artist. So I've worked with a Shona producer as well from Zim, and we've been trying to work also on, you know, a few songs in Shona as well. So,
nice.
You know, as much of the African language experience that I could put in the music, that's really what I'm going for. But it's been really incredible working with different producers as well. I think the past two albums, it was one producer, an amazing jazz producer who really was able to shape and mold the sound of Malay at the time, but now kind of trying to move forward and with the times a little bit more. And I have a daughter. I have a beautiful niece. My daughter's 4 years old. So I kind of was feeling like I'd really love to make music that my daughter enjoys today and that she'd be able to listen to in the next 4 years and be like, oh, that's my mama, you know?
So was she your sounding board?
Did she
come with you to studio for some of these songs?
She's been with me in this musical journey forever. I mean, at the age of 2 weeks, even, she was just born. I had a gig and she was at the rehearsal, and you know, the drums are going off and she was sound asleep. So, you know, she's quite a musical person herself. Though I believe she will become an architect or an accountant or something.
And then she becomes just like the mother, another singer.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Malehloka, we wish you all the best. Thank you so much for coming and being part of the drive through.
Thank you.
As we do with most of our guests, it is time for the challenge. What we have for you as a musician is something we've created, and we call the name and number challenge. So what you have to do for me is give me two artists that you like, grew up on, or just like singing their songs, whatever it is, and numbers, and we'll put them into the system. Whoever you give me and the number will give us a song. You then have to sing that song, and then we'll say change, and then you have to change to the other song. It's basically just to show people how you can think on your feet, because you perform live a lot of the time. I'm sure things go wrong.
Yeah,
versatility.
All
All right. Do you have names of artists for me?
It's Simphiwe Dana. I love Simphiwe Dana. She's the reason why I wanted to seek out Sesotho and writing in Sesotho and embracing my home language. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Great choice. I thought you were going to go for one. Michael Jackson, you know, the obvious ones. And the second one?
And Asha from Nigeria. I'm choosing women this day, obviously.
Yes.
Yes, the women that really impacted on me as an artist, so yes.
Okay, nice. Numbers, please. Now we just need numbers for each one. You could repeat a number or you could give me totally different numbers, but I need two numbers from you.
Number 3. And number... Six.
Six. Brilliant. All right. We will start off with Simphiwe Dana. All right. So you're going to give us a few seconds and we'll say change, and I'll tell you what the name of the song is. Okay. Simphiwe Dana, Bantu Biko Street.
Oh, I hope I get the cluster right, please. Pardon me if I didn't get that right altogether.
She's listening.
And then when you change, you need to change to, you gave us Usher, Jayla. Number 6, Jayla. So think about it. Give you a few seconds. Okay. So you'll give us Simpiwe Dana's Bantu Biko Street and go into Usher's Jailer. When you're ready, take it away.
No malice is trap, singing now sitim, do sit while at that, and in a good lelo. Cookie wonderful in the sun, no malice is trap, singing now sitim, do
sit while at that, and let's change.
I'm talking to you, Jailer.
Oh, come on now.
Stop calling me a prisoner.
Come on.
Let he who is without sin be the first to cast a stone, ow. Mr. Jailer.
Oh. Bring it down the house.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.